You saw a lot of changes in the world of education during that time.
That's true.
You came there in 55.
Yes.
I'm interested in race relations. Do you recall how the blacks were treated? You would see these signs, I guess, blacks and whites?
I did, and that was common throughout much of the land, to have the separation. I, as a youth, didn't really realize what was taking place. One of my newspaper routes when I was a young man was in what would be now called Blacktown. It was called differently in those days, but it was a separate community area. The neighborhood in which I lived as a child was just two blocks from the area where the black community members lived, and they would frequently show up on the playground of the school. It was a block from my house, and we played some. I'd never heard my parents mention in any way anything that was derogatory about another race, and they were basically nearby neighbors. I didn't realize, for some reason, it never dawned on me that they weren't integrated into school. They had a school not too far away, and they went to that school, and I just kind of thought, well, that's a neighborhood school, just like ours is a neighborhood school. So it was in our time in the military that I began to really realize that there was some segregation activities that really were not appropriate. But when we moved to Broken Arrow and began teaching in high school, the superintendent at that time was a very progressive individual, a great superintendent, Glenn Hollaball. The national government had just issued some of the original decisions that schools should be desegregated. And the Broken Arrow Board of Education in 1955 made the decision that they would integrate Broken Arrow schools. So the year I began teaching at the high school was the first year that black students were enrolled in Broken Arrow schools. That was 10 or 15 years ahead of almost every other school district in the state.
You were quite a bit ahead of Tulsa Public Schools.
Yes,
at that time.
Yes, probably 15 years.
Yeah,
15
right.
years ahead. To my knowledge, there was not a major problem of any sort in our school system. I was teaching sophomore, junior, and senior English classes and had black students in every one of those. They were good students. I did not detect any difficulty. Later in the military, I was commanding a National Guard unit that was based there, and we recruited some black soldiers in our unit. There were times when I would need to take our unit in to be fed at a restaurant, and I remember distinctly going into one restaurant, and I had four or five black soldiers with me, and they said, "We will not serve you here." I said, "You make your blacks leave." And I said, "No. If you can't serve all of us, you're not going to serve any of us." So we left. On their way to some training, we would stop our convoy to go in for a cup of coffee or for breakfast. I remember stopping in one nearby community. The restaurant refused to serve the black soldiers that I had in my unit, so we all left as a unit. It took several years for desegregation to take place. I'm not sure that race relations are any better now, maybe worse than they were in those days.
In 1958, in Oklahoma City, we had the sit-in demonstrations. Clara Looper took 13 children, and they sat up to the lunch counter at Katz and sat there, and that's what started demonstrations, not only in Oklahoma, but in other places. So Oklahoma City is known for that.
Right.
I'm getting ready to interview three of those children who are now about 68 or 69 years old to talk about that experience. And their discussion, to your point, it's worse. Back then, the lines were so definite, black, white, what have you. But now the line is so thin that you don't sometimes know that there is a problem, and then, yes, there is. We don't have the signs posted.
That's true.
You think it's worse today?
I do think it's worse today.
So we haven't come very far in this race relation. Martin Luther King and what he did and the demonstrations they did and the marches and all. Why do you think it's worse today? What signs are there?
There seems to be more hatred. As people protest, they become angry, angrier than they did back in the 30s and 40s and early 50s. At least they didn't visibly show it to each other. I think they were more civil to each other than they are now.
And we should point out, for those who will listen years from now to this conversation, here we are, 2016. We've had a rash of police encounters. It's caused a major problem in our country.
If you don't mind, let me go back to a time in Korea when our unit received the first black soldiers into our particular company. The integration in the military took place during the Korean War. Eisenhower had pushed for the desegregation to be completed. the segregation of military that included blacks in totally different units. Sometimes they would not let black officers command on all black units. They'd have a white officer commanding it, so it was still greatly segregated. I was an administrative officer as we received 7 or 8 black soldiers had come in, and I had to review their record just to see that everything was complete. When one enlisted in those days, there were only 2 options to put on race. You put white or black, and that was the check mark you designated each. And then there was a section where you could write in something other than that if you were. I remember going through the records of one young man from New Jersey. I called him in and I said, "You've indicated on your records here that you're an American Indian." And I said, "Do you realize the unit that you're in is from Oklahoma? Most of the men in the original basic unit are Oklahomans." And I said, "That's Indian country." And I said, "You obviously are not an American Indian." He was a black soldier. Our temporary office was in a large tent that had some supplies in it, and our supply sergeant was a full-blood Cherokee, and our assistant supply sergeant was a draftee from the Dakotas who was a full-blood Cheyenne. They were there listening to the conversation, and I said, "Now, these 2 guys are American Indians." I said, "Have you made a mistake on your records?" He said, "Well, I guess I have." And we corrected it to mark it Negro on there. But he wanted so badly to be out of that black designation that he wrote in he was an American Indian, and in some areas, he might have been able to have accomplished that paper transition, but he could not in that particular unit. I felt bad about having to call that to his attention, but I said, "We need to make your record correct there." And that bothered me a lot. It was an embarrassment to him, and it was a difficult conversation.
But the fact that he didn't want to own up to being a black
right.
is the greater issue.
That's the issue.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
As society, that this boy could not say, "I am black," and be proud of it.
That's right.
Wow.
It's sad.